Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is my favorite Baldwin brand.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life, and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
Two nights to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Well, that's the rumor. Rumor has it is Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough are with you every Saturday night at this spot on your dial or on your television set, and we welcome you. If you're watching anywhere from Los Angeles to Dallas, Texas to New York City, we're in all those places on television, and we welcome you. Kevin McCullough is my name. And looky there from Operation Dallas tonight. He is live, he's in person, and he's looking good. Mr. Stevie B.
Still alive. Now, you know, I don't know when you flip the switch and I'm like on the program here, but did anyone just see me spit my gum out?
No, I don't think we. I don't think we saw that. But thanks for letting us know that you did.
Yeah, no, I did that thing where you try to be polite and you put like a little piece of paper over your mouth or.
Yeah. Nobody was watching. It did not come across.
And
so
I
you're fine.
I tapped my camera there and said to myself, "Is this thing on? Is it?" Hope they didn't see that.
With the gum on the finger?
No, it was on a piece of paper.
So, oh, okay.
You know, I'm mature.
That came off
more
as
responsible.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And off of the successful run, hey, Nick, zoom in on me because I like we're very disparate in terms of the sizes of what we are. Steven's like he's like all on the camera, and I'm like way out there in left field. There we go. Yeah. So Stevie B's back now. Let's just clear the air here real quickly. The last 8 weeks, you were where, and where before you came back to your home base here? Stephen? Did we lose? I think we lost Stephen momentarily. He'll be back with us. You know what he did? He was tapping that little the screen again, and he turned his camera off. That's probably what he did.
I didn't do anything. You got me now, right?
You're there now, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll patch that together. I'll give you a
text. No, we lost your camera. Don't worry about your mic. And get your hand off of yours because it's going to look weird on TV. There we go. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
No, so about a little over 6 weeks ago, I had to go back to Hyderabad, India on this movie we're working on.
See, I think there's some people that think that's not even a real city. Like, what? Yeah. Where was Stephen? He was in Hyderabad. Uh-huh. Where's that?
Well, and then, like everything else, like a fun story from my youth is one time I got in a fight with my brother Billy and my sister Jane, and I went, "Leave me alone." And they went, "What's your problem?" I went, "Well, isn't it obvious?" O-D-V-I-O-U, you know, yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah. And they both burst out laughing, going, "Obvious?" And I went, "Yes!
It's odd, so, and it's obvious. I know what you were trying to say."
So, Hyderabad... Which is, I thought it was Hydra, H-Y-D-R-A, bad.
Okay.
And it's Hyderabad, H-Y-D-E-R. So, you know, so maybe they don't think it's a real place because I've been saying Hydra, like, you know, Hydra, fire hydrant. I don't know.
I have a 32-day-old baby to blame this stuff on. You just have just normal life to blame yours on. So
every day I wake up, I look in the mirror and say to myself, why do I feel like a 32-day-old baby? Okay? That's part of the problem here, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you've been missed. So Hyderabad, and then you went from where to where there?
Hyderabad to Warsaw, Poland. For 3 weeks out of the 6 weeks.
Now, that was a different movie in Poland?
Yeah, that was a totally different movie.
So one movie in India, then another movie in Poland.
and back to the original movie in India and for 2 weeks. And I still have to go back the end of May for that one. But then straight from India on the second leg to Chicago for all things
Thief on the Cross.
Thief on the Cross.
Yeah. Which was, and I got to say, received so warmly by the brethren there in Chicago. 6 sold-out performances, 6 standing ovations, 6 nights, or 3 nights where 2 performances each. Stephen went out and played this incredible one-man play, like 20 characters in the script that he has to take on at some point in the story, and just a phenomenal job. Still getting good response to it, Stephen. So congratulations on all that, all the way around. And we're just pleased as punch that you're here, because I know it's been a tough year to get you to the to your own radio show, but we're glad that you're here tonight.
Thank you, brother.
And tonight you're in Dallas for another movie, or what's Dallas doing?
No, I'm preaching at a church tomorrow.
Oh,
it'll be fun.
Which church? Give them a shout out.
It's called the Wiley Church, Mikey. Where's the Wiley Church at?
Wiley, Texas, the First Baptist Church of Wiley.
First Baptist
Church.
Wiley.
Well, see, being a native Fort Worth boy, I know exactly where Wiley is.
Well,
so, all my Texan homies tonight, get over to First Baptist Wiley tomorrow and support Stevie B and the good people of the First Baptist Church there. Anyway, we got a very interesting show tonight. I was driving to the studio, and I'd already tapped like 3 or 4 stories that I thought we could talk about, and I heard this story that just blew all the others away, only from the mere how do they get away with it value I'm like, I hear the news story come across the radio and I go, I say out loud in the car to myself, how do you get away with that? And the people that I was at the stoplight with probably thought I was, like, you know, nuts, because they saw me form the words that come out of the lips. How did you get away with that?
That's very funny.
And at the end of the day, I think, oh, man, we got to talk about this. So there's this story about this Plainfield, New Jersey police captain that did something. I think he should be, like, I don't know, charged with attempted murder or something. But he's getting 1 year for what he did. And then there's this kind of similar story, similar but not similar, completely different circumstances, in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where you cannot shush people anymore in public. Did you know this, Stephen? This is a big deal. This woman shushes these 2 girls in a theater because why? They were probably being jerks, like many people are at the theater these days. And so she wants to see the movie, and so she's like, "Shh, we like to wait. Can we watch the movie?" And they get up and they give her a black eye. They get up and they knock her eye socket into, you know, 2 layers deeper into her head. So the question that started coming to mind was, what on earth is going on with civility in the world anymore? Can we even have a civil society anymore? And I've got a couple of questions related to that, because I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself, If I was going to shush someone and I heard this story, would I be still tempted to shush them if I was in public? And should we even be shushing people if they're making noise in those places where we expect quiet to be? You know, like the library, the theater, other places where babies are sleeping. Sorry, I've got baby on the brain for everything these days. But so can we even have civility? And this police story that we're going to get to is also a rather discouraging thing. Now I got to tell you about my amazing morning. Can we just start there? The baby's 32 days old, and so all of the family that we're helping have all left. So it is back to just us, meaning mostly just the bride on most days with 3 kids and just 1 person. We were playing 2-on-1 against the first one, and then it was man-to-man, and now we're in zone. Only it's like 2-on-3 when I'm there, and when I'm gone, it's 1-on-3. So, like, it's like out of control in terms of, like, you know, how outnumbered she feels. So on Saturdays, I try to do this nice fatherly thing. So I get up, and I want to, like, just manhandle the schedule, like, from the beginning. So the boys are up. I hear them, you know, clunking around the house. You know, just doing that kind of stuff for like a half hour. And I just don't want them anywhere near the baby. So I'm like, here, you stay in the other room. And I get them going with Legos and I get them set up with a little movie. We start watching. And then I go into the kitchen and I break out the pancake batter. And I start making the pancakes, and we make the pancake, the chocolate chip on command. If you want dry tart cherries with maple, we do that. We do whatever you want. But the gourmet pancakes, they come out. And then I thought, you know, we're gonna celebrate this. We're gonna do a little post pregnancy celebration. I make her this little bubbly drink with some orange juice and some fake champagne, and it's all awesome. And she's, you know, it's like a little mimosa, a little celebration. Only problem is I spill it all over the kitchen floor. It's just like all over. Now I still came away from the morning feeling like I had like dominated the morning because I got it all cleaned up and every ounce of sugar residue removed from the kitchen before mom and baby emerged from baby's breakfast. And I thought, man, if I can do that, man, I can get through the rest of this day pretty simple. I was feeling pretty good about it. Anyway, when we come back, what's happened to civility? Let's talk about it on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and tonight Stephen is on location in Dallas, Texas. Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios, and I want to say thank you to Biz Television, our great television partner across some 40 cities across America that you can see us in, and we welcome your phone calls if you're watching by way of Biz TV, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and if you're listening to great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer in New York, or AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, or AM 660 The Answer in Orlando, or any number of other places from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, New York City to San Diego, California. We are glad to have you here every Saturday at this time. One of the things we like to do, and we've lost our connection to Stephen momentarily. We'll get it back. He's just had a little trouble with the connection there. We're getting that fixed. One of the things we love to do is talk about news stories that actually cause us to think about something that, you know, causes us to relate to the larger society. Not strictly the headlines, but, you know, if Hillary announces tomorrow, what difference does that make to your life tonight? Not a lot. However, kindness in someone's life, basic, decent civility, is always something that's good to be in practice, right? So enter the picture of retired Plainfield police captain Charles Martina of Plainfield, New Jersey. The retired police captain knew that he is and was HIV positive, and yet this retired police captain, someone who knows the law, goes and seduces not one but two different amorous relationships, and decided that he would not tell the ladies that he was amorous with of his HIV condition. Now, the intriguing thing about this at this point in time is that he was led away in handcuffs. He will be placed on probation for 3 years. He only got 1 year as a sentence for this crime. He's required to undergo a psychological evaluation and treatment if recommended. He has 11 days jail credit already. But he's 67 of North Plainfield. He pleaded guilty to two counts of a diseased person committing an act of sexual penetration, a third degree crime. He faced a maximum of 10 years in prison after failing in an attempt to get the charges dismissed. Now, last I checked, this has changed a little bit, but the last I checked, HIV is something that they haven't found a distinct cure for. Now, they've figured out ways to delay death and to delay the onset of symptoms, and they've had some success with some of these drug cocktails and so forth. But up until just recently, it was pretty much a fatal thing. You get it, you're going to die eventually. How do we argue as a civil society that this man only deserves 364 days in jail for basically knowingly giving this this disease, which is not all that transferable outside of sexual activity, but inside of sexual activity, it has a pretty good chance of being transferred. And he does it to two people without telling them. I don't understand how our justice system works, but does 1 year in jail sound like a good deal to you for a man that does this type of thing? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He was the head of the Plainfield Police Narcotics and Vice Squad, which is kind of interesting because his job is to, like, find people that do really bad things. And he was charged in October of 2011 when two women came forward to say they had sexual relationships with him, but he did not tell them that he had had HIV. And according to the complaint against him, a 45-year-old woman from North Plainfield told authorities she had had a relationship with Martino from May of 2008 through January of 2011. And he never told her? According to the complaint, they also said a 61-year-old woman had had relations with him in February of 2011 through August of 2011. He retired as captain in 2000 after nearly 28 years with the PD, according to the employment records. But this is a guy that is was charged for the bulk of his career with the public trust. This is a guy whose oath he took was to protect the citizens of the area of New Jersey with which he served. What has happened to common decency in our land? How do we just have police captains say, I can just do this and just get away with it? Does the fact that he's only going to get 364 days in jail have anything to do with the fact that maybe some people do think they can get away with it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And shouldn't the sentence be a little bit worse because he is a cop? Or was? Shouldn't there be a little bit of an extra penalty because he is just one of those guys that should have known better? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. And I'm wondering if it had happened to someone that you knew personally. If this was something that happened to a sister or an aunt or a cousin or somebody in your family that you had personal connection to, how would it sit with you that he got 364 days with 3 years probation for this act? Okay, that's exhibit number one in our, I believe, all decency is probably dead topic tonight. The second story took place in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where a woman suffered a broken eye after a movie in which a group of teen girls pounced on her. The local television station, WNEP-TV, which broke the story, said that she shushed them for being loud and cursing. Because God forbid we tell someone don't curse in public. Worse, the attack didn't occur during the heat of the moment inside the theater. The woman told the television station that the girls jumped her after the film let out. They immediately jumped up on me and knocked me to the ground and punched me in the face, adding that the original girls were waiting with five other teens. She told WNEP that she hopes someone will come forward to help police catch the suspects. They were in my face. Their face is in my head. If I see them again or in a lineup, I know exactly who they are. Stroud Area Regional Police Chief William Parrish says authorities are looking at video from the mall, and they believe they have a picture. In fact, if you're watching on television, I think we just put the picture of them up. But here's my question. Is civility completely dead in 2015 America? Are we just living in the land of savages now? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Want to take your call. Want to know what you think. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, live from tonight, both New York and Dallas, Texas, it's Baldwin McCullough live, and Stephen Baldwin's in Dallas, Kevin McCullough here in New York. And we're talking about civility, and Stephen, you're back with us. I'm assuming you're back with us. I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm here.
There he is. Okay, good. Ivan had to turn on your microphone. It's don't worry.
I'll take a snapshot later of what I've concocted here to be our world class.
Well, what's amazing is your picture looks better than mine, and you're on the road, so that's not even fair.
If I were to show you how I've achieved this picture, you literally wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, okay. Well, and people listening by way of radio couldn't care less, so we'll do that at some point in time in the future. Did you hear the setup for the stories? The cop here in New Jersey has sex with two women, knowing that he's HIV positive.
repeatedly with one woman from 2008 to 2011, another one during that same stretch with this other woman, 2011, early in the year till August of that year. Then he gets reported and gets arrested. He gets 364 days in jail for not telling them that he's HIV positive. 3 years of probation. And he's a retired narcotics and vice officer. I'm scratching my head going, how on earth can that even be the outcome to this? How does anybody think that that's just? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I could be the dumb guy and make an observation or have a perspective based on dumb guy thoughts, which is, well, are they now HIV? And, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't matter. I'm with you on this. I've been a significantly involved fundraising individual for AIDS research and so on and so forth in my career. So, no, it's not acceptable. Obviously, he has altered the direction of the lives of these people emotionally for life. What's the difference between this and walking up to them with a box cutter and slashing their face open and scarring their face for the rest of their life?
Or taking taking a hypodermic that has some sort of toxic substance in it and injecting it into their skin. I mean, I kind of think it's kind of like maybe not attempted murder, but there's something more than just, oh, I deceived them about my disease kind of charge, I would think.
The question becomes, Kevin, this is the interesting question that I just came up with. Has he harmed them or not? Has he harmed them? Obviously, he's getting 365 days, but, you know, with this well-documented, life-threatening disease, I guess he hasn't harmed him too bad. He's only getting 365 days.
Well, and can we know that just yet? I mean,
then if I'm the judge, you get 365 days. Oh, and if one of them becomes HIV positive, you get another 5 years. And if one of them dies of AIDS, well, then you're in for life because it's murder. I don't know. Is that the solution?
See, I would be very comfortable with something along those lines. But it seems to me, and I'm wondering if being a cop gave him some sort of, like, I don't know, special consideration on this. I don't.
Could be.
It doesn't seem like if it was just, you know, some guy from the hood walking down the street and he did the same thing, I would think that there would be a little bit more of, like, throwing the book at him. But maybe I'm wrong. He's a retired narcotics and vice squad cop, so he's dealt with the really bad guys.
What's your question about it?
Well, I don't think that 364 days is a legitimate punishment for it, and I, especially if they do end up, and we don't know, and maybe we're not going to know because of the Medical Privacy Act. You know, the women don't have a responsibility to tell the public what happened. It may be pertinent to his sentencing, but that's probably something that they can keep sealed. But I just think if you go, okay, you can do this, and all you're going to get is 11 and a half months in prison. I don't know that that's a deterrent to the next guy that's going to do it the next time that the opportunity presents itself. I don't think it's a deterring sentence to the situation.
And not only that, the guy's going to get out in 11 months. What's going to stop him from just having sex with another 20 people, unprotected sex, and then, okay, so he gets 3 years. So some people are sick enough like that where they don't care. They'll go do the time a year, 3 years to have, you know, better sex, blah, 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 blah. So I think, if I understand correctly, your question is the 365 days justice enough?
Yeah, I don't think it is, but I'm interested in what other people think.
Oh, I don't think it is either. And I think that you're going to have a difference of opinion here by a lot of people, because after your question of, is that judgment enough? My question is, you know, and do you think that this guy really harmed these people in a way that's
okay?
Relevant?
Stay with us. We're taking your calls next.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're watching on Biz Television, we welcome you to the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. It's a weekly broadcast here on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern. And if you're listening by way of radio, we're grateful that you're there as well. We're talking about civility, simple civility in society. There must be an expectation that's just way out of the window now. I mean, forget it. We've thrown the baby out with the bathwater on the whole thing. And one of the stories that's making us realize this is that this Plainfield police captain, retired, he was a crime fighter for 28 years. Put the bad guys away. HIV positive, decides to have lengthy sexual relationships with at least two women. And they reported him. They said, we didn't know
that you had HIV, and he got tried, found guilty, and he's going to go to jail for 364 days. 888-340-3373. I don't think that's just. It doesn't feel just to me. And I think a very uncivil society is the one that would give such a lenient sentence. Stephen Baldwin also here from Dallas, Texas. He's on assignment tonight. He feels similarly. And, Stephen, we're ready to take some calls if you are.
I would love to.
All right, let's go to line one. Gino from the Bronx up first. Hey, Gino.
All right, first of all, I'll take on the general issue of a lack of civility. I absolutely agree. We have had a coarsening of our society for the last 50 years, and certainly even before I was born. So that's a given. But if you want to talk about the specific case you're talking about, the police chief or retired chief in Jersey, simple explanation is he pled guilty to a misdemeanor. He's a first-time offender. He had no criminal record prior or during. So obviously he's entitled to a jail term and 3 years probation, which is what we used to call a split sentence when I was a PO.
He's still a JAG, but I hear what you're saying. He's still a JAG, but he's still...
But either way, now you want to talk about the other case where the woman tries to keep a bunch of unruly mongoloids from interrupting her and everybody else's viewing pleasure at the movies. That could be a simple assault. And again, if they have no prior criminal record, they get a few days in jail, and they too can get probation. But they got to plead out to it. If they go to trial and they lose, that's when they go to prison or when they go a full jail term for a year or longer. So there's the explanation for that. Now,
so, Gino, let me ask you a quick question, Gino, because you know
no problem.
You know the laws are relevant to all this stuff. So, you know, in your perspective now, or what you're sharing about the facts, is the civility lost here in the reality of these people and these individuals having the ability to plea to lower sentences and judgments?
Unfortunately, in a court of law, that's the last place you go to find civility or the truth. The bottom line is, if the law allows for a criminal defendant to get a lesser sentence because he takes a guilty plea and he spares the state and the prosecution from having to go to a long, drawn-out trial, they're going to be lenient on these people. So that has really nothing to do with a lack of civility. We all know a lack of civility exists and has existed for decades now. Just by the mere fact that I can get away with calling you Fancy Boy and I call Kevin a Nancy Boy, I'm just teasing the two of you. So you know I have no ill will or attempt to demean the two of you. But obviously, if I came to the studio and I smacked the crap out of both of you, then I'm going to get arrested regardless of whether or not I got a prior criminal record or not. And the judge will take into account that I at least have had law enforcement experience. I have no prior criminal record. So a simple assault on either you or Stevie B would result in me getting maybe a few days at Rikers Island, and then I get a probation officer who will be just as big a ball buster as I used to be.
Another question.
PO.
Okay, one more question from Stevie B.
No sweat.
So did I hear you correctly? This guy was a police captain, and Kevin, is he correct? Did I understand that correctly? The guy has only been given a misdemeanor?
Obviously, because if you don't do, if you're only sentenced to less than a year in jail, that's a misdemeanor. If he pled out to it, that's how he got the split sentence. He gets a time in a county jail and then 3 years with a PO like me who will bust his balls and make sure he never does anything stupid ever.
Well, the news report doesn't say whether it's a felony or misdemeanor. It just says he pleaded guilty to two counts of this, and this is the crime, diseased person committing sexual penetration. Without the knowledge of the other person knowing that they're diseased.
In all likelihood, in Jersey, that's going to be a misdemeanor. 20 years ago, let me tell you one last point, and it involved me personally. Two of the scouts that used to be on my caseload tried to give me the AIDS virus when they spit on me, and they spit on correction officers who were guarding them at Rikers Island. They got a lot of time extra in addition to the prison terms they were going to get, because at that time AIDS and the AIDS virus was considered an incurable disease, and you, in effect, were giving your victim a death sentence.
Yeah.
Today, 20 years later, with that drug cocktail that they've come out with, now they could plead it all the way down to a simple assault and do a few months in jail and the rest of the time on probation. So that is where the lack of your civility comes, because we have gutless weasel judges appointed by Bolsheviks that have lowered the sentence and lowered the standard for all of us to abide by.
Okay.
That's why there's a lack of civility,
yeah.
And that's why you got thousands of murderers walking the streets of the Bronx and Brooklyn every day and twice on Sunday and everywhere across the nation. If we started executing some of these people, then you wouldn't have that lack of civility, and you'd have a lot more people's lives spared, especially from this guy who potentially gave these two women a potential death sentence, even though they probably consented to the sex without knowing that he was an HIV carrier.
Well, of course they did, but they have the right to know that for sure in terms of their... Okay, Gino, thanks for the call. Great information to start the discussion. I don't think it really changes much of anything, though. Because, Stephen, as I'm thinking about this, you know, this is the kind of thing that if one man knew that another man did this in a community, the gentleman would go have dealings with him and deal with it. And the other story, the girls beating the woman up at the theater for just shushing them. 30 years ago, you were afraid of an adult that told you to shush and to be quiet. You respected them,
right,
because you didn't want them to tell your parents. Now, you not only disrespect them, you can go beat the crud out of them and not think that you're going to experience any criminal charges for it. I mean, this is a bold new world we live in.
Yeah, no, I understand the common sense, old school. Well, you know, forget old school. You know, but like everything else, Kevin, these types of dynamics are changing. You know what I mean? It's, you know, the bar of civility has obviously been lowered, brother. I don't know that it's dead. I still have a hope and a dream when I see...
Oh, I can hope. I don't know if it's going to matter, but we'll talk about it. We're coming to you live from New York and Dallas. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So glad you're with us tonight from New York City and Dallas, Texas. It's the sites of Baldwin McCullough Live and Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios. Stephen Baldwin on the road. He's speaking tomorrow at the First Baptist Church. Oh, how are you? In Wiley, Texas, tomorrow. So if you're in Wiley, Texas, you want to go see Stephen. He'll be there speaking at the First Baptist Church tomorrow. And we are also very, very grateful for the partnership with MyPillow.com that has allowed this broadcast to continue to come to you in great places all across the country. MyPillow.com, the founder of which is Mike Lindell, came and strongly supported the Thief on the Cross events in Chicago last week and the national broadcast that occurred on this platform and many others over last weekend. They are still celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and they're being named the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow product. The official selection as the official bed pillow for the National Sleep Foundation. And tonight, friend, if you have never tried the MyPillow, I want you to do it. Because not only, if you don't like it, send it back for 60 days. They'll give you your full refund. But if you do decide to keep it, for the next 10 years, they'll warranty that pillow. And if it ever goes flat, if it ever doesn't do what it did when you started out using it, they will replace it at no cost. It is the best pillow I've ever used. And when I was in Chicago for nearly 10 days a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have my MyPillow with me, and I felt the effects. 10 straight nights of tossing and turning, hideous, hideous sleep. And when I got home the first night, I went right back into REM cycle because my MyPillow was right there on my bed. Friends, pick up the phone and call and see for yourself. Try it. You've got no risk to it whatsoever. And when you use our promo codes, you're going to get 50% off the cost of that pillow as a celebration of their 10-year anniversary. They've sold 5 million of these. 800-506-2641 is the number. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641, or go online to MyPillow.com. And you can use STVB or KMC, either one. Those promo codes will get you 50% off when you call or when you go online. Everything in your shopping cart, they'll discount by 50%. 800-506-2641. Get a MyPillow for every person in your house. They will thank you for it. It will change your life. All right, so glad you're with us. We're talking about the death of civility. And real quickly, before we go to our next break, let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome.
Yes. Good evening to the both of you. Now, regarding this narcotic and vice cap, you said something on the radio to describe him as very interesting. Now, I find the irony or ironic in this situation here in that there is no virtue with regard to this man having sexual relationship with women, knowing full well that he is HIV positive. About stability, Kevin, you have a lack of leadership at the top that's bad enough. This acting president, this figurehead doesn't set the example as far as stability is.
Of course, it goes all the way through society. I get that. And Ralph, good point. The whole society is becoming less civil, not just one.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida packages available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.